Blog Talk Radio.
Well, welcome to our show. Welcome to A Thousand Moms Talk. We are post-election 2018, and we are, here we go. Dr. Ray, how are you?
I'm fine, David. How are you?
Okay, and Lisa is with us. Say hi to Lisa.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Oh,
good,
so great
good.
To hear your voice.
Oh, well,
yeah.
You know you love my
yeah.
voice.
Love it.
You do. You have that smoky, sort of sexy voice. That.
Oh, do I?
Even.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Even a gay man can appreciate. Welcome to our Mayberry Mom, Lisa Nixon. Thank you so much for joining us. And Dr. Ray, thank you. As always, you're our stalwart and home recent Harvey Milk Award, Harvey Milk Community Service Award winner, and Chief Grand Poobah of Homo Radio, the long-running, most listened to college show, Sunday mornings, WRPI.org, from 10 to 2, 91.5 locally, and a slew of online outlets. So, and Lisa, your reputation is renowned, and we thank you for joining. Thank you for joining us.
I hope it's a good reputation.
Oh, yes. So let's get right to it. We had an election this year, and I got to tell you, when the returns started coming in Tuesday night, I was nervous as hell. I thought it was somehow going to be a disaster like 2 years ago, which we've been living through, Lisa, I've been living through pretty much a daily hell. And what did you guys think? I thought it was pretty much what the Democrats could have got, and I think Trump is screwed, and it's only a matter of time. The clock is ticking before he goes.
I happen to agree. When I was watching the election, I wrote on my Facebook, I need a Xanax, because I was just so worried. I mean, I was so worried that we were not going to have our blue wave. And now people are saying it wasn't a blue wave, but it truly was a blue wave. We had more voters go out and vote in a midterm election than have ever shown up for a midterm election.
Yeah.
And I mean, we won the House. We won the House.
Yeah.
And
that's
so many minorities and women and LGBT people have been elected. I think times are changing. I think people are sick of Trump. I know I'm sick of Trump.
Oh, God, I can't take another day.
I was sick of it before he ever got elected, though, so.
Ray, what were your thoughts Tuesday night? It didn't look so hot, so good early on.
Well,
how do you feel
James
now?
James Carville came on shortly after 10 o'clock, and he was doom and gloom on MSNBC, and I got myself all worked up. And like Lisa said, you know, when the dust had settled and, you know, into late Wednesday, Thursday, that blue wave was a real deal, and it was historic, and we definitely lived up to expectations and beyond, and it gets better every day.
Yeah, and if you look at the people who were elected, I think that Trump is in serious trouble, and I think this country sent a very strong message of we are sick of you. We are sick of you. We're sick of your racism. We're sick of your homophobic nature. We're sick of everything about you, you know, the way you treat women, the way you talk to people, because I feel that he is verbally abusive to people, you know, like look at how he spoke to reporters yesterday and the day before. That is verbal abuse. I mean, I wouldn't put up with that from my spouse. Why should America put up with that from their so-called president?
Yeah.
No,
you're
right. A lot's been said about the psychology of that interview and also his behavior on the way to the helicopter shortly thereafter. And those are not the actions of a well man. I mean, he's on the edge. He really is.
Well, he's narcissistic.
Yeah.
I mean, there has been, you know, psychiatrists talking about it since he was elected. He's, you know, they are pretty sure that he is narcissistic. He has all the symptoms of narcissistic personality disorder. And we do not, this is a man who does not need to be in a position of power. Because he's not making rash decisions. I mean, he's not making good decisions. His decisions are rash.
Yeah, I mean, how he just crapped on everybody today. He went to France to take part in the 100th anniversary of probably the most terrible, evil war, World War One, and he didn't show up. He said
it was raining.
And oh my God, that is an insult on top of insult.
He can't get his hair wet. He can't get his hair wet.
I really think that's beyond a joke. Because he's pulled this twice now at a major event. He will not go out in the rain because the raccoon will move, and he's worried about that.
Well, yeah, I mean, my grandpa had a comb over, you know, and like one side of his hair touched his shoulder, and then he had none on the other, so that he could comb it over his head. I think he's more worried about his appearance physically than he is honoring our veterans and the people who died defending this country and, quite frankly, defending other countries and this country against a tyrant that he is acting just like.
I don't know if you guys heard this last night when the president of France, that cutie, Macron, he called for Europe to set up its own military against Russia, against China, and against the United States. And Trump went crazy. He had a fit. But, you know, that's what happens when you trash everybody, when you embarrass us, when Macron made a point of saying, well, you backed out of every treaty we've ever signed with you. You know, we better damn well get a military to protect us against you. I mean, he's so over his head. He's so, I mean, that press conference, I don't know. Did either of you guys see that press conference the day after?
Oh, you mean the one where Acosta was accused of assaulting the intern? Oh, yeah, I've seen that. That is despicable.
What did you guys think of it?
It's propaganda. I mean, pure and simple. I mean, he did not touch her. If anything, she was the aggressive person trying to jerk the microphone out of his hand, repeatedly tried it. And if I've seen pictures, and I haven't, like, researched it or anything, of what Sarah Sanders and some other people looked like while that was going on. They were smiling. I feel like they set him up.
Yeah, and then they doctored the video afterwards.
Yeah, they set it up to make it look like he gave her a karate chop or something to the elbow, which even in the doctored video, if you pay attention, you can see that his finger's pointed because he talks with his hands. His finger is pointed, and when she jerks the microphone, it twists his body and causes his hand to hit her elbow. It's nothing that he did. I mean, honestly, how many Secret Service people were in the room? If he had acted in a threatening manner, they would have been all over him. And her reaction wasn't, oh, he just hit me. You know, she ducked down
I
so that he could.
I think it's because my niece was a, you know, White House intern, and that I felt really bad for that, the intern caught in the middle of that, because she didn't deserve to have a president put her in that spot. And he's the one responsible for that whole foolishness.
Well, and, yeah, and I mean, he was standing up there verbally abusing Jim Acosta, verbally abusing him, you know, and that's enough. That's enough. That is not how you talk to people when you are supposed to be the president of the United States. You know, he wants people to respect him, but he has done absolutely nothing to earn the respect of the American people. Nothing.
Yeah.
I mean,
and Ray,
today
didn't
he told California
after, April. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. Today he told California.
Ray.
I'm sorry. I'll shut up.
Just finish this up, Lisa. Sorry. Today he told California.
Today he told California that the wildfires were their fault, and that he was not going to send them any more federal funding. Well, California only owns 2% of the forestry out there. The federal government owns the rest, and he cut the funding.
Yeah. It's surreal.
I mean, he's just
absolutely surreal.
Right. During the press conference, didn't he attack April Ryan, the African American reporter, and I think he went after Eunice Alcindor, who is
Yeah, he called her a racist. He said that her question was racist, and I mean, it was absolutely just shocking that he said that, because it was not. I mean, she was asking him why he would not denounce white nationalists, and he said the question was racist. No, what is racist is you will not denounce them.
Mm. Yeah, it's. I mean, here's the deal. And what do you guys think of him putting in a puppet at Attorney General? I mean, that is just. Right, what do you think?
But he doesn't know him, remember. He doesn't know him. First he said that
he knew him a month ago. Yeah.
Yeah, he knew him a month ago, but now that everybody's saying... yeah, now that everybody's saying, what are you doing? Why'd you put this crackpot in here? Now he doesn't know him.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
he's worried about the Mueller investigation, which is why he's doing this. He wanted to put someone in there that would stop the Mueller investigation, because I'm hearing that his son is getting ready to be arrested.
Oh,
that was in the New York Times today, and Rachel Maddow, made a very strong statement, and David, says she's known for overstatement, and many people agree, but I think it's true. They actually have the goods allegedly on the so-called president right now. So it's a matter of how it unfolds and how he's going to kick back or push back. This period before the inauguration is going to be really crucial, because it's going to happen really fast when Mueller releases his material, really fast.
Yeah. Well, it's a dangerous time, because the Democrats do not have the power until January. I think it's January 2nd. And is he going to burn the house down before then? Literally, burn the country down before then. I wouldn't put it past him. And what are we going to do if we have to put up with Mike Pence, who is in some ways worse?
Well, he's so homophobic. And I think the first thing that he would do is try to sign an executive order about religion.
I totally agree with you. You cannot overstate how dangerous Pence is. And the LGBTQ+ community is right in the crosshairs. And when I mentioned on the show, Lisa, I used your name. You're not the only person who's told me they have a child who's gay. They're thinking about an exit strategy to get them to Canada, because we have no idea what Pence would do.
Yeah, and I mean, me and Jordan have already discussed it, sending him to Canada. If we absolutely have to, because I'm scared of what the future holds for him, because we're talking about a man
viewers,
who believes, he believes in electroshock therapy for gays. I mean, come on. And then,
Lisa,
I mean,
for our listeners who may be
hearing you for the first time. Jordan, tell us a little bit about Jordan. How old is he now, and how's he
Jordan
doing?
Jordan just turned, he just turned 26 4 days ago.
Whoa.
Wow.
So,
wow.
Yeah, we're old, guys.
Wow.
We're getting so old. I mean, I think whenever
I first
started coming on the show, he was like, what, 15, 16?
Yeah.
I mean,
he was,
he was
16 when you came on Homo Radio. That is unbelievable.
Yeah,
so
and now he's
these,
26, so that was 10 years ago.
Yeah.
I'm a grandma now.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
That just shot. Yeah. I'm the only 22-year-old grandma I know.
So Jordan is your gay son, and
Jordan
he
is my
the
gay
one you
son.
Yes, he's the one you fiercely protected at prom, which is really how we met. And it's a wonderful story. He's a wonderful kid. Is he partnered at the present, or is he
actually no?
Single?
He's a little single right now.
I'd
really love for him to meet a nice doctor.
Oh, good, yeah.
Preferably, so, Jordan, he's having an issue. Jordan wants kids. And, you know, the last guy didn't want kids. And, I mean, when you're with someone, if someone wants kids and the other person doesn't want kids, it can cause problems. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
In your relationship. So, but Jordan, he wants to be a dad. He wants to have children. So he needs a guy. To any guys that are listening out there, I need a guy who is good looking, who has a job. I don't care if you make a lot of money, but you got to have a job. And you want kids. You know, hit Jordan up on Facebook.
Okay. That's one of our missions. Get Jordan a boyfriend. And
and preferably
partner.
Someone who will uphold the promise of one day I get a pool boy.
Well, you would Ray has a pool boy.
You have a pool boy.
Share.
I
don't even have a pool, and I want a pool boy.
I thought you were giving me the deal here.
David bought me one of those little plastic pools for the grandkids, and I said, where's my pool boy? I can't take care of this pool by myself.
Wow. Wow. Ray, you're going to have to send
Cody
down.
Take Cody. We can split him.
So listen, I wanted to do this sort of game. Since we're past this, we just gave Ray. I'm sorry to use the term. We just passed this stone because I know you had a kidney stone recently. But
I heard that's
really
like giving birth.
That's what they told me.
But I wanted to ask that now that we're past this, who's going to win in 2020? Who's going to be the leader? What do you think of Beto O'Rourke? I really like the guy.
I really like him.
Yeah. Ray, what do you think?
Oh, I'll probably upset you, but Joe Biden's my man.
Really?
Well,
I think
Biden would make a good president, but I'll be perfectly honest. Anyone is better than Donald Trump. You know, I don't care if it's Joe Kennedy. I don't care if it's, is it Beto? I don't care
Beto,
if it's Kamala Harris. I don't care who it is. Hillary could run again.
Yeah.
I don't care. Just get this man out of office before he gets us killed.
Yeah. Amen to that.
Well, one of the things I saw in the paper today in the Times, New York Times, was they projected out an electoral, based on Tuesday, based on the results, based on the number of votes in the number of states, they projected that the next Democratic candidate is starting with 320-something electoral votes. And so that's a good sign. But I want to put my hat in for, there's a mayor, Lisa, I don't know if you've heard of this. I think I mentioned it to you, Ray, gay mayor of a town, South Bend, Indiana, and everybody likes him. Everybody thinks he can't go anywhere in Indiana. It's so damn red, and he can't. There's no office for him to run for, and he just may run for president in 2020. And he's, Ray, as you say, easy on the eyes, but he's got a completely unpronounceable last name.
What is it?
His name is Pete.
Buttigieg or?
That's right. Yeah, Buttigieg. I think you're pretty. Yeah.
I don't know.
So
I don't know
really,
how you would say that. He is
Buttigieg,
a member of the Democratic Party, a graduate of Harvard University, a Rhodes Scholar,
right,
and a veteran of the war in Afghanistan.
Yeah. Yeah. He's.
Wow.
He's
only 36 years old. Is he old enough to be president?
No.
Is it 35 or 45?
35. He'd be just short. You know, a year short.
Yeah, he's 36
really?
Now.
Oh, 36 now? I'm sorry, I misheard you.
Yeah.
Okay. No, he's good.
So
35
is the age.
35.
Okay,
yeah.
Good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm
but
thinking
also,
that Joe Kennedy might throw his hat into the ring, too.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a free-for-all. What about this Eric Swalwell? I think he's another one. He's easy on the eyes, but he's going to be the head of the House Intelligence Committee, and people are saying he's definitely running. He's in Iowa this weekend campaigning. Nobody's announced, but I think once somebody announces, it's going to be a flood tide.
Well,
Ray, are you going to throw in your hat?
Absolutely. Says that this news story says that he is absolutely considering a 2020 run. And
who
he's
are you
only 37.
About, Lisa?
Eric Swalwell. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. And I don't know. You know, I hope 30 people run and I only, you know, I only wish there was somebody who could take on Trump and distract him a little bit. I heard Kasich was going to perhaps run a third party. Well, those things never work.
And I heard
I
something
like
about Jeff Flake saying that a Republican also needs to run against Donald Trump.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Flake really flaked us out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not a
over
fan
the
of Flake
Kavanaugh.
Or Kasich. No.
Yeah, I am not
yeah.
a fan. I mean, I sent him some choice words on Twitter because, I mean, I was so disappointed because he's on his way out. He could have said, I am not voting to confirm this man. You know?
Yeah.
Because I believe that Dr. Ford is telling the truth. I am not voting to confirm this man.
Yeah. I don't, for God's sake, I would love to know what is it that keeps these Republicans such cowards?
I
Ray,
honestly
we didn't
wonder
have this in Watergate.
If there's, I wonder if there might be some information about them that they don't want made public.
Yeah, like maybe they got a few rubles from Vladimir Putin.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I really do think there's something like that. Because, Ray, we've talked about this before, and Lisa, you're way too much of a child to remember this, but Ray and I lived through Watergate, and there were Republicans who actually stood up and chose the country before their party. Ray, do you think that's going to happen? Because we're going to have a Saturday night massacre soon. And is any Republican going to stand up? My
well,
money
to field
says
your
no.
Question, there will be no Barry Goldwater and a bunch of the good old boys who trot
mm-hmm.
across the White House lung and say, Dick, it's over. I wouldn't vote for you myself.
Yeah.
It's not going to happen. These people have no whatevers, and it's just not there.
Yeah.
Yeah, these Republicans that I am seeing are a huge disappointment. I mean, you're supposed to stand up for your country. That's what you were put into office to do. It's not about backing the president. You're supposed to be a checks and balances for the president. You're not supposed to back him. You know, you're supposed to say, okay, well, I agree with him, or I don't agree with him because what he's doing isn't right. It's un-American, and it is wrong,
yeah.
and we're not going to put up with this. You know,
Lisa, is one of your senators Richard Burr? Yeah. Well, he has turned out to be a complete hero. You know, he's in charge of the Senate Intelligence Committee, and I looked at him early in the process. I said, this guy is a hack. This guy is a partisan. He has no. He's looking for the next election. He's not interested in doing anything.
Well, I think he's retiring this year.
Really?
I think he's done.
Okay. Is there a Democratic senator from North Carolina?
Democratic? Well,
yes. No.
Let me see. We got, what is his name? Thom Tillis? Is it Tom or Thom?
Oh, Tillis.
Yeah, and then we have Virginia Fox, who North Carolina just voted her back in again, and I am completely baffled by it because she voted against Hurricane Florence relief for her own state. So why did they vote her back in? She has been on my list of not, you know, my you know list since she said that stuff about Matthew Shepard in front of his mother, where she said that his death was not related, was not a hate crime, that was a hoax. It's not a hoax. They left him tied to a fence.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Well,
and in front of his mother, you're going to say that. That shows me the heart of you.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah. Well,
because
anyway,
I know her.
Oh, you've met Judy Shepard?
You do. Oh, my.
No. I know Virginia Fox. Her aide was a friend of mine.
Mm-hmm.
And I just can't support her. Can't do it.
Yeah. Well, we have a cast of lowlifes up here in New York. And fortunately, Ray, Antonio Delgado won the African-American candidate against whom Faso, the incumbent, ran the worst
Little Johnny the Loser.
Campaign.
Yep.
Oh, my. Yeah, I was shocked. I was absolutely shocked that Delgado won. I really had never expected it.
Over
things
30
are so
years,
conservative.
He controlled everything. No one had a good word for him, and they took him down. Delgado nailed him to the wall.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, and Delgado, I think, has a bright future. Another Rhodes Scholar, another talented lawyer, and they tried to paint him as the worst. I mean, they dressed him up in a hoodie and had him singing rap songs, and all the white people would get on and say he doesn't speak for me. He doesn't speak, you know, all this code word that he's other. He's bad. He's black. Don't vote for him. So it was. I have to say but we have more work to do. We have we've still got to get this maniac out and sort of in closing, Lisa, we go only 30 minutes now. Blog Talk Radio is chipped away our time, but so instead of 45 minutes, we're doing 30 minutes. But I do want to thank you both for a great show, and I want to our listeners tell you that 1,000 Moms is offering scholarships, and we really want folks to go to our website. These scholarships are from up to $10,000, and they're paid for by the schools that are on the list. It's through Sage Scholars. Go to tuitionrewards.com and then contact us. $10,000, and it can go up to $50,000 per family, per child, per family.
Wow.
And it's an amazing program, tuitionrewards.com. And please help us spread the word. So we need to run. But Lisa, Ray, it's been great. Thank you. Thank you so much. And we'll do it again soon.
Well, hey, I miss
Can't
you
wait.
Guys.
Missed you too.
All righty. Bye-bye.
All right, well, Talk later.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye.